This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After a year off, Royal Dutch Shell is going to dip another toe in the waters off Alaska next summer. The company said earlier this month it's going to start drilling again for oil on the outer continental shelf come July. It's a decision not without risk for the company after sinking $5 billion into the effort in 2012. Not a single well was drilled. Its rig ran aground, and Shell racked up big fines for faulty equipment, pollution, and safety violations. So we asked Elizabeth Arnold to look into the state of Arctic oil exploration.
Out the window of this propeller plane, Wainwright appears below through the fog. It's in a Inupiaq Eskimo village. Wooden houses perched on a sand spit at the edge of the Arctic Ocean. We land on a short dirt runway and there's no one around, so I walk to town. Wainwright's the usual portrait of contrast in the Arctic. A polar bear hide is stretched over a satellite dish. Slabs of whale meat are in the bed of a shiny new pickup. Old ways and new money. Wainwright is the closest village to Royal Dutch Shell's most prized oil leases offshore. It's where an underwater pipeline would surface to move oil 300 miles across the tundra to Prudhoe Bay. A year ago, this place wasn't so quiet. Flights were sold out, and the man camp was full up. But other than a lone excavator shoring up the eroding beach, there's no sign of any activity here today. Inside the tribal office, Ronnie Morales makes coffee and shakes her head over how quickly everything came to a standstill.
With their ability to just up and go, you know, that just really made it real. Like, wow, you know, that really happens.
The highest bid was $105 million.
6 years ago, at a standing room only auction in Anchorage, Shell spent $2 billion on leases in the Arctic, including a record-breaking amount for a single block just miles out from this village. But Shell had problems from the start. Support vessels were deemed unsafe. A rig dragged anchor on its way north. And last year, when Shell was finally allowed to start limited drilling, an ice floe 30 miles long and 80 feet thick shut down operations after just one day. The Coast Guard found multiple violations on one rig. The other snapped its tow lines and ran aground.
On Capitol Hill, 45 House Democrats are calling for the Interior Department and the Coast Guard to investigate the grounding of a Shell.
A month later, Shell announced it wouldn't try to drill in 2013. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says industry just wasn't ready.
Nobody wants to put their company at risk, their reputation at risk, or the environment at risk. And I think that that's what we saw in the lessons learned over the course of the last year.
Interior is now poised to issue new regulations for Arctic drilling.
This is not a place where you mess around. This is probably the most challenging place on the planet to drill for oil.
Marilyn Hyman is Arctic Program Director for Pew Charitable Trusts, which made its own recommendations a few months ago.
What we're asking for is a set of standards that every company who operates in the Arctic needs to follow. During the Deepwater Horizon spill, when the waves got to 6 feet, they stopped cleaning up oil. When it was dark, they stopped cleaning up oil. Those are normal conditions in the Arctic.
From the bow of this icebreaker, Healy, conditions are extreme, even on this bright blue spring day. The ocean is a flat plane of ice, so thick we have to back and ram every 100 feet to make headway. Building-sized slabs of ice fold and crash on both sides of the hull. The open black water behind us freezes up in our wake. The Healy is the Coast Guard's only working icebreaker in the Arctic. The nearest base and major port are 1,000 miles away. That worries Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo, the commander of the Coast Guard here. Vessel traffic, he says, is on the rise, and much of it he has little control over.
As the North Slope of Alaska and around the northwest portion of Alaska down to Nome, as that all opens up and becomes accessible, we just don't know what we don't know. I do know that wherever humans operate in the maritime environment, sooner or later someone gets in trouble or there's some form of a disaster.
Despite the risk and Shell's pitfalls, Alaska's former oil and gas chief Ken Boyd says the Arctic is in play.
These are big prospects, and if you're hunting elephants, you have to go where the elephants are.
In a recent conference call over third quarter earnings, Shell finally broke its long silence over plans in the Arctic. CFO Simon Henry says the company will move forward on leases in the Chukchi Sea, which he describes as a multi-billion barrel opportunity.
Individually, it is the largest single exploration prospect in the Shell group.
And the company's just submitted a stripped-down exploration plan to Interior to keep its options open to drill next summer. In Wainwright, news that Shell may be back was met with skepticism. But village leaders are planning ahead for the day when offshore oil does begin to flow. This winter, they're holding hazardous materials training sessions and drafting response plans in the event of a major oil spill out on the ice at sea. In Wainwright, I'm Elizabeth Arnold for Marketplace.